If you've ever lost something important and wish it had a built-in call me button, today's guest built exactly that. Comeback Tag is a small tag that lets finders quickly scan or follow instructions and trigger a notification back to the owner. No app, no subscription, just a simple bridge between people. It's already being used on keys, bags, gear, and even pet tags to make getting things back more likely and less stressful. In this episode, we'll explore the origin story, the technology behind the scenes, and what the founder has learned about how people really lose and return things. We are fortunate to have the creator of the product, Mark Mesia, with us today. Good morning, and welcome to Mountain Money.
Good morning, Kevin. Good morning, Roger.
For listeners who have never seen a comeback tag before, how do you explain what it is and how it works in just a few sentences?
Well, I'll say this before I even go there. Let me ask you this. Do you guys write your name and number on your key fobs for your car?
Nope.
Or you put it on your cell phone or your laptop or your kids' water bottles they lose every week at school?
No. And just my dog.
Well, I'll tell you what. So what it is, comeback tags are a QR code that is dishwasher safe, 12 come to a pack, and they read scan if found. And so if someone finds your lost item, they say, oh, scan if found, they scan it with their phone. It says, hey, you found Kevin's item. Do you want to call, email, or text him? There's three buttons. But here's the best part, guys. Before they even click to connect, they get a notification with a Google Map link showing where that item was scanned. So you can see before they even decide to do the right thing, which is something that we did when we were building this product. We thought there's got to be a better way to make that lost and found process happen. It's got to be a little less friction, and people will tend to do the right thing. And that's what we found with this. So before they even push the button, you get to see where the item is on a map, but ultimately they push the button right then too.
Backing up just a moment. So you said 12 tags?
Yeah, you get 12 tags per pack. Mm-hmm. Each one reads, scan if found, or help me get home, or some combination of some funny saying like that, but you have lost my owner. And you just put it on anything. It's rub proof, dishwasher safe. It won't come off in the outdoors.
So I'm going to guess that you didn't write your kids' names and phone numbers on their water bottles, and they were lost all the time too. So what was that magic moment that sparked the idea? I mean, was there a specific item you lost or a story that made you say, there's got to be a better way to get things back?
That's a great question. So I coach a lacrosse team. I find kids' stuff on the field constantly. I have children who constantly were losing things, expensive hockey sticks, lacrosse sticks, equipment, water bottles. I had lost key fobs in the past. You know, once you lose your car keys, there's no way of getting them back. You lose them in a park. You know, how is someone going to reconnect you with them? So I thought there has to be a better way of doing this.
Yeah.
And that's why I came up with it.
Can we talk about the sort of the physical aspects of the tag itself? I mean, are they flat? Sure. You could actually paste them onto a lacrosse deck, or are they a physical piece of plastic? What are the various ways of sort of connecting them to the item that you're going to lose?
Sure. Yeah. No. It's a label. It's a small tag. It's a QR label that you apply. And I've made an entire career, oddly, making peel and stick products that I've brought to retail. And I know a lot about adhesives. So we're using a really great adhesive and a great print and laminate structure on top that keeps it from ever coming off. So obviously you can peel it off if you want and then, remove the adhesive. But if it goes on, it's going to stay on over time.
And is there a special glue that keeps it dishwasher safe? Because I know I'll put things on my coffee cups and boom, adios.
Nope. No, so for years and years and years, I made all the private label card decals for Walmart. So what do you learn over time? You got to keep a card decal on a window, when it goes through car washes, or in Utah in the middle of January, or in Arizona in the middle of August, right? So there's actually some technology to adhesives and coatings. And like I said, I've made a strange career focused on those things.
Yeah. Okay, so there's your high-tech side. But so as far as your approach to the lost and found kind of thing, it's low-tech, it's no subscription. Why did you choose that instead of building an app and having a Bluetooth thingamajig? And, why did you go that route, and what advantages has it given you?
Well, I'll just ask you, do you want another app on your phone?
Go ahead.
I don't.
right? I don't want another subscription to manage. Mm-hmm. I want to buy something once. So when someone buys this, right, and you know, at retail they're $7.99 online, $9.99. You buy them, you get 12. You activate them in 30 seconds. You apply them to what you want to apply them to, and you don't think about it again until somebody hits you and says, "Hey, I found your lost item." I just didn't want to burden people with ongoing cost. It isn't worth it to us. I want to make a product that, you know, is easy, that you'll buy again if you need more.
And so how much does it cost? You know, if it's 12 on a sheet, is there a set price or is it
kind of
less than a dollar?
Yeah, no, it's less than a dollar. It depends on where you buy it, but yeah, less than a dollar per unit.
So yeah, you could put that on everything.
Well, honestly, you put it on your luggage. You put it on, people are telling me they're putting it on passports, which is interesting. I had never thought of that before. When we were developing, I wasn't thinking about that. People put it on cameras, sunglass cases, ski helmets. You guys, you know, powder skiers who lose a ski. Yeah, I guess you can cross your fingers and hope in the spring that you get a phone call that they found your ski. But a better way would be to, you know, put a tag on it.
Okay, so now how did you design the tag itself? You know, the size, the branding, so it's noticeable enough that somebody will say, oh, hey, here's a QR code, but not so in your face that you say, oh, this ruined the aesthetic of, you know, my powder skis.
Right. No, and that's why they come in different sizes. I mean, I have this very small one on my wallet, but the larger ones are large enough that if you saw it on a piece of luggage or something that was lost, you can read from a distance, scan and found. Right? That's the idea. Is it, you need to let somebody know, hey, scan this.
Yeah, because those little paper tags with the elastic string that you get at the airport to put on your luggage, that never makes it one trip.
No. And this is way easier. This is way easier and way faster and a little bit more 2026.
And obviously, you're developing a database. What have you learned about what typically happens when somebody finds one of these things?
Well, it's interesting. One of the very first ones, oddly, was a college kid who lost her ID, and her mom had put it on her ID. Now, you think, why do that? They're the $30 IDs, but you got to go to the bursar's office and get a new one. You know what? I just thought, you know, it's easy to do. This product, the technology, once you have the technology built and it's set, and we were never going to sell the database. That's a question people always ask us. What are you doing with our data? We're never selling your data. We have it locked down. It's on U.S. servers. You know, there are other products in the market that have servers that are offshore. I can't even think about doing that. So everything we have is super locked down and safe right here in the U.S.
Okay, so besides the college ID, do you have a big story about somebody who lost something, you know, a real world story. So something was lost and they got it back.
Yeah, I did. We had somebody leave a laptop on an airplane, and you think, I don't know if you know this, but every week over 2,000 devices are left on airplanes in the United States. Now, yes, the cleaning crew comes through and these devices get brought to somewhere in the airport, and I don't know if you've ever lost. Good luck trying to get one back. We actually had somebody get reunited with their laptop, and they were ecstatic because, you know, a good Samaritan found it, scanned it, and hit the person while they were still in the airport.
Oh,
right?
Perfect.
I mean, yeah, it's so, and there are other lots of stories like that with key fobs, with, of course, sporting equipments, like, you know, crazy kids. Give a kid a chance to leave something on a sports field, they will.
Absolutely. I have a field right by my house. I find all sorts of things there. Now, so less than a buck a piece. Can mm-hmm. this be profitable? I mean, can you? we're a business show, so we have to ask those questions.
Yeah. I'm talking to you from a factory where we print, right? So we're the leading manufacturer of peel and stick products in the U.S.
So that's something that we've done for a long, long time. We make OEM products for other companies, some pretty big brands like the Crayola and other major, major brands. And we're doing this as efficiently as it can be done. We're printing this fast, lean, and mean right here in the U.S. And yes, the answer is it's profitable. I'm looking forward to it scaling a little bit more, which, you know, we've been seeing that and we just launched it, but we're already picking up some retail. Mm-hmm. So that's exciting.
That's schools could put this on their own books. so that they don't lose them? You know, you're not sure.
Well, books or iPads. Kids are getting iPads these days.
Yeah. Okay, let's see. So for listeners who are constantly misplacing things or who are building their own simple problem-solving products, what's one piece of practical advice you'd offer them from your journey creating the comeback tag?
I would say it hurts more to lose something than it does to gain something. If you just look around at the things that you have, you've spent your hard work, you know, your hard-earned money on it, you spent time curating what you have, literally just take out 5 minutes and label those things you don't want to have to replace again.
Yeah.
You know, I think that was my experience when I first developed this. I activated it and I thought, okay, well, I've got 11 of these. I put the first one on my phone case because once your iPhone's dead, good luck getting it back. But then I looked around my kitchen and stuff was there. It took me about a minute to label all the things that I didn't want to replace again. So,
and do you have
my advice is get out in front of it.
Yeah. Do you have to activate each one individually or do you activate an entire page of 12?
No, when you hit the first one on the page of 12, all 12 are activated. It takes about 30 seconds. You put in your contact information. So, you know, what we're doing too is we're promoting people to put this on a dog tag, right?
Right.
Why? Someone can call you, but when your dog is lost, you want to know the moment someone has found that dog. So when they scan that QR code, you get a notification even before they've called you or texted you.
Okay, so now what's next for you and or comeback tags? You know, new features, new products? You're going to make giant ones that are magnetic that go in your car?
We're working on a physical dog tag, like an actual metal dog tag. And we were talking to a major retailer in the U.S. about carrying it. So I'm really excited about that. You know, we make a lot of peel and stick products. Pickleball is the big thrill out there. So I've developed a pickleball training device that's peel and stick. And that's our next thing after comeback tags. It's called Pickle Whiz. But in the meantime, we're going to get this one launched and then get that one launched.
Yeah. Wonderful. Well, so we just spent a few minutes chatting with Mark Macia from Comeback Tags. Mark, thank you so much for sharing this. I love this product.
Thank you. Appreciate your time and appreciate you having me.